24. There. 29. There. 30. There. 31. The lever plunged. The tin caps, crushed atop the filled bottles, flickered bright yellow. Grandfather handed the last bottle to Douglas.
Second harvest of the summer. June's on the shelf. Here's July. Now, just August up ahead.
Douglas raised the bottle of warm dandelion wine, but did not set it on the shelf. He saw the other numbered bottles waiting there, one like another, in no way different, all bright, all regular, all self-contained. There's the day I found I was alive, he thought. And why isn't it brighter than the others? There's the day John Huff fell off the edge of the world, gone. Why isn't it darker than the others? Where all the summer dogs, leaping like dolphins in the wind-braided and unbraided tides of what? Where lightning smell of green machine or trolley? Did the wine remember? It did not, or seemed not, anyway. Somewhere a book said once, all the talk ever talked, all the songs ever sung, still lived, had vibrated way out in space, and if you could travel to Far Centauri, you could hear George Washington talking in his sleep, or Caesar surprised at the knife in his back. So much for sounds. What about light, then? All things, once seen, they didn't just die. That couldn't be. It must be that somewhere, searching the world, perhaps in the dripping multi-boxed honeycombs where light was an amber sap stored by pollen-fired bees, or in the 30,000 lenses of the noon dragonfly's gemmed skull, you might find all the colors and sights of the world in any one year. Or pour one single drop of this dandelion wine beneath a microscope, and perhaps the entire world of July 4th would firework out in Vesuvius showers. This he would have to believe. And yet, looking here at this bottle, which by its number signalized the day when Colonel Freely had stumbled and fallen 6 feet into the earth, Douglas could not find so much as a gram of dark sediment, not a speck of the great flowering buffalo dust, not a flake of sulphur from the guns at Shiloh. August up ahead, said Douglas. Sure, but the way things are going, there'll be no machines, no friends, and darn few dandelions for the last harvest.
Doom, doom, you sound like a funeral bell tolling, said Grandfather. Talk like that is worse than swearing. I won't wash out your mouth with soap, however. A thimbleful of dandelion wine is indicated. Here, now, swig it down. What's it taste like?
I'm a fire-eater. Whoosh!
Now upstairs, run 3 times around the block, do 5 somersets, 6 push-ups, climb 2 trees, and you'll be concert master instead of chief mourner. Git!
On his way, running, Douglas thought, 4 push-ups, 1 tree, and 2 somersets will do it.